Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 15th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff here, and we are welcoming into studio today our good friends. We have Reverend Beth Habhager with us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Beth. I helped you there a little bit. By cutting you off, I actually helped a little. Oh, it's good to see you, Beth.
You too. How have you been?
Doing good. How have you been?
Doing well. Good. Very busy. Busy summer, but glad to be back and settled and ready to face the fall.
Yeah. We got to talk about that, by the way. I want to hear all about the traveling.
Oh, absolutely.
I almost don't want to hear as much about... I want to hear about the destination, but the traveling itself seemed like quite an adventure.
It was interesting.
So, we'll talk. And we have Elise with us here. Alice with us. Alice Lavin with us. Alice, thank you for being here.
Hello, thank you.
I fancied your name up for you. I don't know if you needed that or anything. No. Alice is a great name. You don't need that. Thank you both for being here and certainly not only being able to talk about the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, mm-hmm. which we love talking about, but our community book sale coming up.
Yes.
This is a big one.
This is
a big one. And by big, I don't just mean the event, but the amount of books.
It is true.
It's a big event. It's fun, too, because one of the things when I'm prepping for these interviews is, well, I want to make sure the audience knows this, this, and this, because there's such key details. An event like this has been celebrated longer than you and I have been in this area,
mm-hmm.
Beth.
It is true.
People know this event. It's kind of fun to be able to walk into something like that. We know you guys are familiar with this event. We're going to refamiliarize with you, mm-hmm. and have some new additions to it that we'll touch on as well.
Right.
Let's get into the details first.
Okay.
When is the event?
It's coming up the second weekend of October.
Mm-hmm. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yeah. For those that don't know the event, that two people out there that don't, you hear book sale, community book sale, and it brings to mind maybe a used bookstore, things like mm-hmm. that. What can we tell them about the event that is similar and different to that?
I think we could tell them that all of our books are donated, that you get them mm-hmm. like pretty much a flat rate fee.
Yeah.
We have a huge variety, usually from fiction, romance, little kids, chapter books, nonfiction, mm-hmm. media. We have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And things are separated too, which I think is above and beyond what you guys do.
Yeah. And we spend a good month organizing the books. Now, we've already started collecting. We collect during the summer, so Memorial Day to Labor Day. So mm-hmm. if you have books that you would like to donate, we would still be glad to receive them. We've got a couple more weekends yet. There is a book bin right outside of the entrance from the parking lot to the church that if the building is not open, if there's nobody in the office, you can leave them in that bin. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a large amount, like several boxes, you can contact the church office and we'll coordinate a time and we can get them. The event's in our church basement, and that's where we're storing the books and that's where the event will happen. And we have an elevator, so it makes it a lot easier to get the books into where they need to be and for anybody of any ability to be able to come and experience the event.
It's nice to be able to offer a handful of things there, Beth. Picking up on that last part you mentioned, we've got a lot of our community that wants to enjoy events like this, but are fearsome or worry sometimes that they can't maybe get around the location.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to know that, nope, that's all right. You don't have to worry about that. Come on down. It's going to be fine. But also something else about this event, when I first came to it, I've taken in the event a handful of times. The first time going into it, I just like books, and my mom and I heard about this great deal that you could throw all these books in a bag, and we'll talk more about that in a second. But when I got there and I saw so many people, and I talked to some of the people that are there, what stood out to me was how many people in this community love to support this event. It mm-hmm. not just You got almost the same types of people bringing books as coming by to buy books, to buy newer ones and such. And that's such a cool, kind of ecosystem. It's a very kind of cool thing. And you don't see that in every community. That's a great part of this, too. But I want to make sure to hit on one of the most important parts about this, the proceeds.
Yes.
The proceeds for this is a very vital part of this event. While we love having everybody come over to the church, mm-hmm. hang out, we love helping people not only maybe clean out some room with some books that you've read a couple of times, but getting some new books,
mm-hmm.
the proceeds to this event are vitally important to this event.
Yes, they're very important. They turn around and they go back into the community to scholarships for students at Mid-State Technical College. So that's just really, really important for say you want to take a class and you may not be able to afford the whole thing. Well, let's apply for a scholarship and See if you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know of a couple of people. I myself have been helped by Mid-State scholarships. And in whether it's a roundabout or direct way or something like that, has been affected by this. Mm-hmm. Just didn't even know that was something that, you know, that could happen. Right. Like as far as how the way that this is going. Now, one of the things about that I'm curious is how that developed. Is that always been there? Or is this something new?
Has been a part of what this book sale has been about since it started. And it actually started with the American Association of University Women. And apparently it was originally held in the Centralia Center for a while. And then when they lost that space, they asked if they could hold it in our building. Mm-hmm. And they coordinated everything. And that started in about 2010. And then in about 2013, they said, we're not going to do this anymore. Well, our congregation saw the value of having this book sale in the community, for the community, and for the scholarship. And we said, okay, well, then we'll start to do that. Mm. And we've had members of the congregation step up and lead that. And then when COVID hit, we had to put it on hold. And the person that had been running the event had been doing it for a while and said, you know, I think it's time for me to step back. Mm. And so we were trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with this as we come out of the event? And I happened to be visiting with Alice and said, we need somebody. And she loves, you love books. And, and I said, it wouldn't have to be just you. And so we said, instead of it being one person's responsibility and then them trying to get everybody to help, let's get a committee together. And we've got a good, strong committee of about five or six of us that meet, and we start meeting in March to get everything planned and our timeline set so that we can have everything ready for the sale in October.
It's a lot of work that goes into this.
It is.
How often were you guys meeting?
We started meeting in March, and we meet once a month.
Once a month.
Because there's so many things like, you know, who's going to design our signs, and when are we going to start putting up our posters, and what kind of, you know, just different aspects of it that you have to get
imagine
together
a million
with.
Things I wouldn't even think of, you know?
Everybody always comes up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Every year is a learning opportunity. So we, you know, we're all there as volunteers during this event. So you hear our voices. If you come to the event, you're going to meet us as well. Yeah. And we love hearing from people what they like about it, what things we might be able to improve upon. And we take that information. And that's why we start in March to say, okay, how did it go last year? What do we want to keep? What do we want to change? So this year, we've changed the time, and we've also added a couple of aspects to it. So the sale is going to be starting now at 8:30 in the morning, where in the past, I think it started at 9. And we're going to end a little bit earlier, about 6 o'clock in the evening on Thursday and Friday, but our Saturday sale is going to go longer.
Yeah.
So we're going to start at 8:30, and it's going to go till 2 in the afternoon now. Yeah. So that's a change because we learned from last year. We weren't getting a lot of people in the last hour on Thursday and Friday, but we were getting more people towards the end on Saturday. So let's shift our times around. Mm-hmm. We also noticed that people like to browse, and they're arms would get filled with books. And so thought, why not have a holding table? So we're going to have a table set aside with a sign that says holding. There'll be little marked off spots where you can put your set of books. People know those have already been claimed.
Yeah.
So that you can continue to go around and find more books that you want to possibly buy.
Great idea. Great idea. Why couldn't you have come up with this like 5, 10? No, I'm joking. That's a great idea. That really is. I was the one that would carry my mother and my books, so that's why I'm wondering what.
And Alice saw that need last year, so she gets all the credit for thinking
idea.
Of that.
Well, and I'm a garage sale person. Honestly, I will admit this. I love going to garage sales, and when I've run some at my mother-in-law's house, I've seen people walk around with their arms full, and we'd be like, oh, we'll take that for you. So they can still look around and...
Yeah.
You know, if you're holding their stuff, they're going to still buy more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great point. Oh, you're good, Alice. You're good. That's great. It comes across as polite, but it's also a really sneaky good, like, sales move. I love that. I'm actually writing that down.
I was just at Hobby Lobby, and I helped a different lady spend her money. I spent my own, but I also helped that lady spend hers.
But it also, those are really, really good ideas. I love all of that. It also, though, speaks to the care involved in this mm-hmm. that you all have. You've given us, a kind of timeline of this, of meeting, doing these meetings, taking time out of your free time to do this, and then coming up with ideas. You don't do that with an event that you're kind of phoning it in for, mm-hmm. that you're kind of right. like, well, we were going through the motions. We're doing the same old, same old. And there's nothing wrong with that for certain events. It might do that. But this event, I think it would go well that way, but it has a more of a shelf life. No pun intended. That was bad. It lasts. It's going to have that much longer. You know, the different generations are going to enjoy it even more mm-hmm. because of these added additions. Imagine like 10 years from now, and somebody's still having a waiting table. You know, and this is the first year of that. That kind of thing. It's stuff that keeps an event alive. It keeps it young. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is really cool, too, about this. There's another aspect of this that I don't want to skate past. And I believe, I've gone 10 minutes into the interview, and I have not mentioned the baked goods. And I dare say I lose points for that as an interviewer. Because one of the greatest things about anything a church does is having the baked goods. Easily one of the greatest things about it. Certainly. There's a lot of good things. Baked goods are fantastic. They're going to be baked goods there?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm there.
And then there'll be chairs where if you're browsing and you see a book that you just don't know for sure if you want to spend that dollar, you can eat a cookie and look at the book and make up your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. It's almost a waiting area, a thinking area, if you mm-hmm. will. It's also a great idea to come down and showing your support. You know, it brings up a good point where whether it's the books, it's the baked goods, it's just being out in the community and just seeing people. That is certainly welcome. I always like to make sure to mention this, and this seems like a great point to do this too. We do this all the time, Beth, when we're talking about the Moravian Church, but certainly with an event like this, this is true. Come one, come all.
Absolutely. Doors are open to anyone and everyone.
Yeah. We do always like any chance you and I can put that in there. I love being able to do that. So come on down and take this in. Well, we say come one or come all. What about credit cards and debit cards and that kind of thing?
We take plastic.
Really? That's awesome.
Yes, we do.
You don't see that at these kind of events. I know you guys do, but it's surprising, I think, to some out there to hear that because that's not always the case.
Last year was the first year that we did it, and there's a special organization that works with nonprofits to be able to offer that. So we do take credit and debit cards. So if that's your only means of being able to purchase, we've got you covered.
Well, and there's a lot of people that don't carry cash anymore, so it's perfect. Yeah. Yep, we take credit cards.
It's good to know. Say that you want to come down, but you have the little ones with you. You've got the kids with you and everything. Have you thought of that? What do you got for that one?
Well, last year we did have a table set up for kids to do some activities and some coloring pages. So come on down. Bring your kids.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, I'm a profound reader. I love to read. I love to read to little kids. So there might be a book that they like that you don't see.
I don't think that I think my sister would have been a book lover no matter what, with having the mother we have. But I think for me, being a great reader early on, my mom taking me to like used bookstores was a big deal. Mm-hmm. We could go to the library and that was great and I liked that, but it wasn't near us. But there was a couple used bookstores near us. And going to like a fancy bookstore was nice, but the used bookstores, the smell and the personalities, and there's always somebody interesting behind the counter in that. And I think that there's something to bringing the kids to these events and then being around all those books and those smells. And it piques curiosity, and you never know what that might spark in them. And so that's a nice a nice thing to be able to do too.
So, and all of our books are really inexpensive for what you would pay for them brand new. And so I think the most, unless it's a rare book that we specialty price, most of our books are $2 or less.
Correct.
And it's, even our children's books, we have a deal on some of them as well where you can get, what is it, 10 for a dollar?
I believe it's 10 for a dollar.
Something like that, if they're the really little kids' books. So, you know, it's great to go to the library, but you eventually have to give that book back. How wonderful is it for a dollar to get probably a whole set of books for a child, and they get to keep them.
I have in my notes the best deal ever. Like, it really is. Please try to top it. Yeah. I can't think of one. It's such a great idea. And I say that in part also because of the bag offering when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, let's explain that to them about grabbing a bag and being able to fill said bag.
So at our sale, we're going to have paper bags. Mm-hmm. They're donated from various places. And you can fill that paper bag, and this is only on Saturday, and buy that whole paper bag for $2.
Yeah. Again, greatest deal ever. Ever. That's amazing.
And the thought process is, you know, we've got 2 days for people to come, check things out, buy the books that they can, and, you know, we get more money for the scholarships if we can sell them on Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
But you always end up not selling everything. So what's another way that we can still, because we don't keep the books at the church after the sale. We find other places to give them. So the children's books that aren't being sold, we're going to give to Focus so that they can give them away with the food pantry that we have.
Yeah.
So that the kids still get a chance to have a book, especially those that can't afford to go out and get books. Others that we donate to other areas in the community so that they have them as well. So on Saturday, we still want to try and make some money because we do want to have money for the scholarship. If people don't buy, then we can't offer the scholarship anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful balance to be able to say, okay, we want people to have books. We want to have the money, but we also want to make sure that we have room to get more books for next year. So on Saturday, come fill a paper bag, $2 for whatever you can fit in that paper bag. We're also selling a reusable canvas bag this year that you can purchase any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Yep. They're $2.50 and they're a really good size. I don't remember the exact size.
They're like 15 inches by 17 inches.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's a really pretty blue. It's got our church logo on there. So you always need a bag.
I was just going to say, I mean, that bag's going to pay for itself, not just that day, but going forward and whatever else you need it for.
Absolutely.
That's going to be
great. I know a lot of, like, if you shop at Aldi in town, you have to bring your own bags anyway. So this would be a great bag to take with you to go grocery shopping. Take it to the farmer's market and then bring it back with you to the winter's farmer's market, which we will be hosting again this year in our church basement.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. Well, then, I actually have winter farmer's market in my
notes,
too.
Well, there you go.
So check that up. As long as that comes up, Beth, I did want to mention while we did have some time that vendors out there interested in the Winter's Farmers Market, should they be reaching out to you right around now?
Yes.
Seems like a good time.
Yep. So if you go to our website, wrmoravian.org, there is a tab that you can look for the Winter's Farmers Market, and there's a special tab that has the contact information. Our coordinator is Michael Barnes, and he'd be glad to talk with you about getting a booth. The farmer's market will start the week after the book sale.
Yeah.
So we're going to go from this event to now having a regular event down in our basement. And we're glad to see the building being used for the community like this.
Those bags, another great idea. And also appreciate something like that, thinking of those kind of things, Alice. That's a really great addition to this fun event. And again, being able to, I think even, you know, when you're looking at that bag and trying to put the books in a certain order so you can use as much room as possible, like that's fun too. That's we are speaking with Reverend Beth Habhegger and Alice Lavin. And Alice, I wanted to get into the kind of books you're not collecting. A little bit, if we can touch on that with you both as well, because I know we are still collecting books right now.
We are still collecting books, and we will not take any textbooks, magazines, or like Reader's Digests. We just don't have a use to be selling them, so they're the ones we are not collecting.
Because those are the ones that we're finding don't sell. So again, if we're looking to maximize the room that we have for books that sell, we want to be able to make sure that those are the books that we're receiving.
Yeah. Certainly, it's a fun event, all the things we've talked about, but coming back to the really the purpose of the event, the vital part of the event, and being able to raise funds for these scholarships. It doesn't do you any good either to bring these items down there, and you can't, you know, you're just going to be bringing them right back. So it's not a bad idea to call ahead. To double check on these things. We'll get you the information of how to contact the church in just a moment when we're wrapping up here, because we're getting close to the edge here already. I get talking to you both, and I forget about time. I did want to make sure to mention this, because another nice feature about this, say that you are going to be out of town, but maybe some relatives are in town or something along those lines. Having a gift certificate option is nice as well, and that's something that's available for this event.
It is. Yeah. You can get a gift certificate. It's only good for the event. Obviously, we are selling them now. It doesn't matter what amount you want to put on there, $5, $10, $20. You can buy them now at the church and use it at the sale. And it's good for all 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I was going to ask. Okay, that's great. See how good she is. I didn't even get to ask the question. I knocked it out right away. Nicely done. I think that's also a really good idea, too, where we have quite a few, I imagine, birthdays going on between now and the event. Mm-hmm. You really want to think of a good birthday gift. Like, that is a great birthday gift. I mean, just to me, I have a lot of book lovers in my family, so I could do this, like, buy 8 of those and have, like, 8 birthdays covered easily. And all of them seem very original. Like,
right. And you know how to get a hold of Beth, so she can help you out with that.
I'm familiar. And as long as we're mentioning that as well, Beth, I did want to get in also about on YouTube that you can have your service. You can find your services.
Yes, we have our own YouTube channel, which is Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You click on that, you can see all of our past services. As long as we haven't had any technical issues, occasionally that does happen. But yeah, you can see any of our services from the past. We also put those services on our website under a tab called Worship, and you can see usually it's the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And there's a link there that you can see the services. We stream our services as well, so you can catch it live on Sunday mornings. Over the summer, we stream at 9:30. Mm. But the week after Labor Day, mm-hmm. so September, I guess that's the 10th?
Yes.
September 10th, we'll be going back to 10:15. Okay. And we live stream it on YouTube, or you can go back and catch it later or find it on our website.
That's the one part I never seem to remember to mention. I always remember the web page, the YouTube page and everything. I forget to mention the live streaming. Mm-hmm. That's really cool to be able to do. And I know a number of people that love being able to take that in on Sunday mornings.
We're getting more and more subscribers.
Yeah, that's cool. It's very cool, and it's very deserving, too.
Thank you.
When it comes to the community book sale, let's go over the details one more time for everybody. Coming up October 12th and 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 6. Mm-hmm. Just in case people weren't familiar with the time. The time of year is similar, though, isn't it? This is the usual time of year for it, all right?
It is now. We used to do it the first weekend in October,
right,
and so now we're doing it the second weekend of October.
Just double-checking on that, yeah. So again, October 12th and 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And then on October 14th, it's a big one. It's a special one. It's a fun one. It's the bag sale day.
Yes. Yes.
8:30 to 2, that event will go on. And again, it features the $2 bags with the tote bags that you were talking about, correct? Or not tote bags,
the
you would call them.
The bags that you would use for the $2 is the paper bag, but you would have an option to buy the reusable canvas bags for $2.50.
Canvas bags. Trying to think of the term. I don't know why. My mother used to always say tote bag, so that's why it popped up in my head. But that is really nice as well. And you can purchase those now if you want to, correct? Those bags?
Yes,
those
you
special
can.
Bags?
Yes,
cool.
You can.
Hmm. And that's the same thing with the gift certificate. So if you want to get either of those things taken care of, you'll be all set and ready to go when the event comes up.
Absolutely.
And again, we are accepting books, but not textbooks or Reader Digest.
Or magazines.
Okay. All right. So all those Rolling Stones magazines, I gotta find somewhere. I gotta recycle those. That sounds good. That's all right. That's understandable. And don't forget that there are going to be baked goods there.
Absolutely.
That was something I wanted to mention. The people that make those baked goods, we want to send a shout out to. A big thank you to all of them that participate in this and add to that. And certainly a big thank you to everybody who has already donated books and that will donate books. We thank you for doing that as well.
Thank you.
Kids activities, going to be coffee down there as well. The coffee alone had me. You already had me with the coffee. But the kids activities is important too.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be plenty to do for them as well. And let's not forget, 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the profits go to the Mid-State Technical College Fund scholarships.
Correct.
Did you have anything else? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to remind people that we do have an elevator. And we can do plastic for payments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two important things to make sure to note. Anything else we haven't covered, y'all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we got it all.
So if people want to drop off books, if they want to know more about what we've talked about, Beth, how can they reach you?
You can find us on our webpage, wrmoravian.org. You can call the church, 715-423-0180. And we would be glad to answer any questions.
Alice, Beth, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, James.
And we'll be seeing you at the event. Looking forward to it. We'll be talking about it quite a bit leading up to it. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.